This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
You guys want your Marlins starting lineup, opening day starting lineup?
I thought about it, but no.
I won as Solana.
No, I swear to God, because I was looking at the line. Still have a chest cold. I was looking at the lineups today, and I was like, should I mark this on my show sheet? Should I go over the starting lineup? And then I thought, no, because there's no one there. There's Matt Mervis.
What? It's Sandy on the mound. Mervis, I don't even know what position he plays.
He can play first base, doesn't he?
Matt Mervis is the first baseman.
There you go.
Xavier Edwards is shortstop.
Shortstop, right?
Wow, all right. Yeah. You guys are on the money here, baby.
What you got, Hawk?
I mean, that's literally it for me. I don't think I could name another. I mean, Griffin Conine, but I don't think he's starting, is he?
He is today.
He is.
Because Paul Skenes, I believe, is a lefty, you got a bunch of lefties in today in the starting lineup. That's what I gather from all the beat reporters talking about the starting lineup, because there were some surprises.
McCullough getting cutesy already.
Yeah, very cutesy.
Oh, the Cuban guy, the second baseman.
Who is it?
Otto Lopez.
He played like he was starting last year.
By the way, Paul All Skenes right. is a righty. So perhaps I may have misinterpreted why the Marlins are starting a bunch of left-handed batters in their starting lineup today. But that does make sense, right? You go lefties against the righty. We got it.
Nailed it.
Well, okay.
Baseball expertise unlike any other program.
Do you guys want to know what Sandy Alcantara gifted the clubhouse today for opening day?
Yeah, I saw this. I thought it was interesting. Go ahead.
According to Mike Cuno, everybody in the clubhouse got Johnny Walker Blue Label, bottles of Johnny Walker Blue Label.
Nah. He makes a lot of money. I don't know if that. Yeah, I could give Blue Label to everybody.
But I've never heard of an opening day gift before. It's a strange thing for me. Like I've never heard.
It's a departure gift because he knows what's about to happen.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is, I honestly thought when I saw that, I'm like, well, why don't you just wait till you're leaving? Like, it is obviously a departure gift, but also it might be a little. I don't know, a little troll of the organization, like, hey, you guys are going to need to be hammered all season long because you're not going to remember what you just went through for the last 162 games.
So Sandy Hawk, you know what? I think you got Sandy got a little petty with this one.
Like,
I
hey,
know, I know I'm
either
gone.
I'm going to either get you all neuralizers from Men in Black or just a bottle of vodka.
You know what? I hate to say it, but I think you're right. Yeah. Hey, I'm holler at y'all. Here goes some Johnny Walker on the way out.
It's also just a weak sauce gift, if you ask me. I mean, he went blended whiskey. Really, Sandy? I mean, at least go a single malt. Get him a Macallan 18-year. I mean, that bottle of Blue Label is what, 215 at Total Wine? I mean, come on.
I was gonna say Johnny Walker Blue is about 250, 300.
Nah, it's like, but I mean, he's getting that for like 40 teammates, right?
Yeah, but Hawk, I mean, the guy's gonna get a lot of money soon, and he's made a lot of money, hasn't he?
Where?
Yeah, $200.
Bro, he signed
like $8,000 in gifts that he just gave people on opening day.
He's going to make $8,000 on the first pitch tonight.
Yeah, man. Hawk, he
signed, hasn't played in the season and a half because he was so injured.
Hawk, he got paid last year for not playing.
He signed like a $50 million contract a year ago.
Yeah.
Send him all your bills if you feel like spending all his money, Solana. Just send him your mortgage.
I'm just saying, like...
It's so stand-up of you to spend all of Sandy Alcantara's money.
You make $50 million. Yeah. You're gifting people whiskey.
I just want to make sure I have this correct. Mm-hmm. Sandy Alcantara, the only player who gave his teammates opening day gifts, that was wrong, in your opinion.
Yeah, I mean, he cheaped out.
It should have been more.
Let's be honest. He cheaped out. Go Macallan. Okay. Go single malt. It, people.
Why
who,
not just give them cash? Why not just give? Maybe not everybody drinks.
I would prefer $300 in cash over Blue Label. I mean, that's crazy, man. That's disrespectful. If we're being 100% honest, the Marlins should trade him now.
I hope that he sees you and hits you across the face with one of those bottles.
Hawk, just to Solana's point now. And I hate jumping on his side.
Don't spend another man's money. Don't spend another man's money.
No, Hawk, but when I finish talking,
that's exactly what you're about to do. Don't spend another man's money.
Solana's going to say something crazy that makes me regret this. Blue Label is $200. Macallan 25 is $2,500. You're Sandy Alcantara. Get them Macallan 25. Like, you're Sandy Alcantara.
$2,500 gifts for half these kids were in the minors who he doesn't even know them?
41.
No,
because
give it to him.
Clayton McCullough probably deserves two bottles, if we're being honest. And Crowder, you'll agree with me here. People who drink Blue Label think they know a lot about whiskey or scotch. You're drinking.
Blended. Talk about Blue Label and single malt blend anymore.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what the hell you're talking about. And I want to get to Coach Larinaga, who actually knows things about things. He's lived life. They're
single
getting some
barrel.
Sort of lesson here from a guy who's probably had two glasses of scotch in his life.
So we're just throwing everything in a pool and seeing what comes out.
Pretty much
single barrel.
Blended scotch. Get out of here with that, Sandy. It's almost worse than Coach L handing basketballs out on Halloween.
Which happens to be the best Halloween gift in the history of Halloween.
Don't give a guy a fish. Teach him how to fish. I love Coach L's Halloween gifts.
Forgot Coach
Jones. Who would you rather have? A Mounds bar that's gone 2 years. He gave it to you 2 years ago. It's gone the next day. The basketball you still have.
Mm-hmm.
Now
I got my kids two Snicker protein bars after basketball practice today, and I think they hate me.
Yeah, those can't be good protein bars.
But it was like I was going to trick them, like, this is a Snicker, but it was a protein bar. And, like, I thought I could fudge that. And, yeah, they were like, Daddy, this is nasty. And then I just cussed and said, eat the damn bar.
I mean, I'm going house to house for a Snickers bar. All of a sudden now I'm in a dribbling drill on my way back home. Happy opening day, ladies and gentlemen. Go Marlins.